This is Ready Radio, preparing you to be ready for anything. Now, here's your survival guide for Ready Radio, John Rush.
And it is Ready Radio KLZ 560. Appreciate y'all joining us. I had a guest lined up for today, but had to take a rain check kind of last minute, which is fine. We had a gentleman who was going to come on and talk about physical type VPNs and how to be safer on the internet. I'd interviewed him actually on Rush to Reason during the week and had asked him if he wanted to come on Ready Radio, which he said he was. He was actually on vacation, planning on being back by now, but something came up. And as you guys know, when you travel, things can happen. So he had some last minute changes, but we'll get Keith back on here with us here maybe next week. We'll see how things go. And potentially if I can get him back next week, I will. My son Richard actually sent me something that I thought would tie into some of that, which I'll mention briefly today. And I'm going to try my best to get somebody from this company on at some point, because we've had similar of these types of devices and systems that are out there on our program, although this one is even more unique than some of the others that we've seen. Now, this one is it's a phone. It's called Unplugged Phone, UP Phone, UP Phone. And it's essentially an iPhone redone. It's not on the Apple or anybody's network. It's completely on its own. It's like having a phone completely off the grid, and it's not cheap. It's about $1,000, but it literally makes all of your data inaccessible. It's invisible. There's no tracking whatsoever by any company, including Apple, Google, etc. You can still call, share, browse, send text messages, all the same things you do with your current phone. And since it's built off of, you know, an iPhone, and I don't know which version it is from looking at it, I can't tell because they're getting to the point now where they're all very similar looking. But it essentially has all the power and everything that you would need to do anything you want to do with one anyways. And it's all, though, anonymous, encrypted, et cetera. It's even got a complete shut off the battery button, where a lot of phones, even though they're off, they're not. They're still sending out traceable signals. Most of you probably don't know that, but even when you turn your phone off, it's really not off. That's why I always get bugged on airplanes where they tell you to put the bloody thing in airplane mode, which honestly doesn't make a hill of beans but a difference other than it saves your battery. That's about it. Because they're not doing anything. When you shut them off, it's still communicating is my point. Not maybe in the same way, but it's still communicating. Your calls on this particular phone are also encrypted, and again, I'm going to do my best to get somebody from the company on. It's unplugged.com is the website, unplugged.com. And we talk about this a lot on this program. We are the product. The phone is a piece of hardware. We are the product. All of these companies look at us and our data, what we do, our buying habits and so on. We're the product. And this particular phone even has a advertisement on it saying, stop being the product. So if you're tired of being the product of big tech dictating the terms of your digital life, choose UP Phone and close the backdoor access to your personal life. So it's very interesting. I will do my best to get somebody on to talk about this and do my best to do so. And again, this is I think in a lot of cases, it's not that the other phones that are out there and some of the other systems aren't good, but when it comes to making the changeover, some people just like getting used to what they have, hardware-wise. You know, I'm an iPhone guy, Charlie's a Galaxy guy. And you kind of get used to what you're using. And by the way, neither one are bad. They're both great products, do every single thing you want to do on them. There's no issues that way, one way or the other. It's just what you're used to. And I'm not ever against anybody using one way or the other. We always make fun of, the greenies and, the iPhone users are blue and so on. It's just kind of an ongoing thing that's been going on. But frankly, personally, I don't care one way or the other what people use. It's completely up to them as far as what they have. And some people have an aversion to one or the other. Some people don't like Apple. Some people don't like, the Android end of it. Honestly, I'm one of those where I don't really care one way or the other. It's just sort of the platform you get used to and what works for you. In this particular case with this phone, what's kind of cool is you're really not changing your hardware, so to speak. So kind of an iPhone alternative for folks that actually like that type of hardware versus some of the other Android hardware. The UpPhone gives you that ability. So for those of you listening, there's a thought on that and how it works. And I don't know much about it. Again, I will do my best to try to get somebody on and talk about it. That wasn't my main goal today, but I thought since I had heard about that, Richard heard about it, I'd go ahead and mention it today. And it's something that if you're interested in, you can go check it out online. And I will do my very best to get somebody on with us to explain more about that particular product here in the not-too-distant future. Because, again, for a lot of you listening, staying, you know, unplugged, off the grid, untraceable, all those things is a big deal. And it is for a lot of people. Although, I will tell you, and I've talked about this before, you're still traceable. Now, your data isn't. I mean, if you go someplace and the traffic cams pick you up, you know, that data is most likely, well, it's probably being sold as well. I'm probably, you know, talking out loud through this on my own. It's probably being sold as well. You know, we had this many cars going this many, you know, this direction doing this many things, and it's these types of makes and models or these license. There's probably a lot of that being sold we don't even know about, would be my guess. So reality is, unless you live in a cave, you're probably going to get tracked and your data is still going to be used. Now, not to the same extent it is when you're on one of your devices. That's a whole nother level, and I get that. Somebody had sent me this, Dan, I believe. Thank you, because last week I talked about a particular topic on essential things you need to have bugging out. This week, I've got, it's titled 26 Ultimate Tips for Bugging In, Staying Safe, and Being Prepared. Now, I listened to all of the quote-unquote 26 things, and I'll be honest, I was typing and taking notes at the same time, and I only came up with 20, but I think I combined a few things. And it wasn't like they listed each one with a tagline, you know, here's number one, here's number two. So they're kind of talking through the whole thing. I've got the link to the video up in our show notes. So I'm gonna scale that back. Instead of being 26, it's 20. But again, I most likely combined a few things. And some of these things we've talked about in the past. And so if it feels like I'm, you know, talking about something we've already covered, we have in some cases. But some people have just joined the program, maybe even have just heard about us recently and are listening for the first time and haven't gone back and listened to some of those other programs. So for those of you that have heard some of these things, you can still text in, chime in, add different things to the list if you'd want. This, in my opinion, is not an inclusive list. You may find some things personally, and I can think of some, by the way, that aren't on here that I will make as my, you know, number 21, I guess you could say, or there's 21 things on here because they didn't put some of these things on here. I mean, they kind of do, but there's one big one that I think they missed. Anyways, we'll get started. Number one, know your crew. And I think this is pretty good. I mean, in other words, know your family or who's going to be with you if you, in fact, do, quote unquote, bug in. And don't forget, you've got pets included in this. And nobody wants to have their family pet, you know, pass away during a time like this. In fact, they can become very, very useful to us in multiple different ways for security and other things. So we want to make sure we're keeping them healthy as well. So know your crew. Do you have, you know, small children, infants? Do you have older kids, teenagers? Do you have older adults? Are you an older adult? What are the dietary needs of each? What are the medical needs of each? What kind of allergies do some of them have? You know, do some of your family have, crew they call it, have food allergies? And if so, then you need to be careful of what you're actually storing and how that would work. Some people get, you know, allergic to certain types of stings. There's some people out there, if they get a bee sting or something along those lines, they're very allergic. Do you have what you need in those particular situations? Some people require other type of care. I'm listening to an audiobook right now where one of the characters had problems in the war and went deaf in the war, almost deaf, can still hear with a hearing aid, but for the most part is deaf without a hearing aid. So that's a great example. Do you have backups of that? Do you have extra batteries of that? Now, most people do, but do you have those in your bug out bag? In this particular case, this particular character left home and then something happened and he lost his hearing aid and couldn't hear for several days until, you know, it's a fiction book, until he found another one that didn't fit very well. So those are things where, even in this case, you're bugging in. Do you have the extras that you need in these particular situations. Typically, if you're bugging in, you're going to have a few extra items than if you're bugging out, but not always. And I mean that sincerely. Some people just, I mean, and it's not you guys as listeners, I get it. In a lot of cases, we're using this program for you to reach others. Your friends, your family, your coworkers, people at church, and so on. You guys are the mouthpieces. You guys that listen to me on a regular basis, I'm not usually talking to you. Now, we can share information back and forth, and a lot of us do, but you guys are texting and emailing and sending me all sorts of stuff, which I greatly, greatly appreciate. I've learned so much doing this program the last couple of years that it's been a joy just doing this on Friday so I can learn from you all. So thank you. And hopefully we're learning together. But remember, you're the mouthpiece. You're spreading a lot of what we talk about here on a weekly basis to other people you know. So they don't always think through this. And no, not everybody. You know, my wife tells me I have a problem. I have FORO, fear of running out. So I'm one of those people where I'm not going to buy just one bar of soap. I'm going to buy six. I'm not going to buy one bottle of shampoo. I'm going to buy two. I don't buy one toothbrush. I'll buy a pack. That's me. It's I know it's a problem. I know I'm weird. Charlie's in there laughing, and I know I am. But that's me. I have my own little inventory of items because of a problem I have, which is called fear of running out. I don't want to run out of anything. To me, nothing is worse than running out of something. It's called FORO, fear of running out. That's what I have. Not fear of missing out, which is FOMO, which a lot of people have. I don't have that problem. I have fear of running out. So, and some of you do as well. And I'm talking to some of you. So those of you that are that way, you're probably going to be fine in an apocalypse. But remember, there's a lot of people you know, family, friends, and so on, that honestly, they're one of those people that when the toothpaste runs out, they go buy a new tube. I have a six-pack. And when I get down to two, I'm buying another six-pack. That's me. I'm weird. Most don't do that. Literally, most when they get down to one tube, maybe when they're getting down to a quarter tube left, they might go buy another tube. That's not me. I don't do it that way. You know, and I'm that way kind of with everything. I don't buy shaving cream one can at a time. I buy a six-pack, or actually a 12-pack, because it's cheaper on Amazon that way. And yes, they last. And they get a lot cheaper when you do that. Charlie says, where do I store all of this? I have places. Yes, I have places, and yes, I store things. Yes, very much. And by the way, you'd be surprised how much room you have in your own house if you just organize correctly. Charlie says, I'm like a squirrel. My wife would probably agree, yes, squirreling things away. But that's me. And so my point is, when it comes to some of these things, know who you have with you and then plan accordingly and make sure you have enough of everything you need. Okay, you don't want to run out of anything because, as I've said many times, when things get really tough, you're already going to be doing a lot of other things, fending for yourself. The last thing you need to worry about is, do you have such and such? Oh, you know, I have high blood pressure. Do I have enough of X? Oh, I wear contacts. Do I have enough of them? Do I have enough eyeglasses? Do I have enough solution for said contacts? You know, all these sorts of things. You know, do you have a particular medical condition where maybe you've got a particular, you know, antibiotic cream you have to use on a regular basis to keep your skin in check? I mean, you have to think outside the box, and do I have enough of this if I were to go without it at all? How would that work? If I couldn't run down to the pharmacy and restock, how would I do this? So these are the things you need to be thinking about when it comes to your crew. And some kids, by the way, can even have allergies. You know, you might have an infant that is allergic to certain types of formula. Okay, well, how much of that do you have on hand? And do you have enough? Because in that case, they're not drinking anything else. There's nothing else you can give them at that point. So do you have enough to make it up? And I'm going to get into this in a moment, but do you have enough to make it up to 6 months? Because you could be there that long, depending upon how things go. Next one is, know your location. I think this is a big one. And what they mean by this is, every disaster needs its own game plan. And the way this video talked about is, you know, you're not going to build a snow fort in the desert. In other words, where do you live? Where does certain family members of yours live? And are they able to handle things accordingly? You know, for example, Arizona, middle of summer, 120 degrees in the power's out. How are you staying cool? Same as us in the opposite. Say it's, you know, the middle of winter here and it's 10 below. How are you staying warm? So know your surroundings, your location, your average temps, the moisture accumulation throughout your year, you know, throughout the year where you're at and so on. This next one I thought was really keen. And this one I've thought about, but probably not in the way that this video explained. Know every part of your home. In other words, where can people attack and or where can you escape? So where can people attack and where can you escape? So things to think through. You know, do you have certain windows? Do you have certain blind spots? You know, what's your home like? And do you have the ability to get in or out as needed? So know every part of your home and how to protect it. This one kind of goes back to know your location, but know your surroundings, although one step further, map them out. In fact, do you have a map of your surroundings? Remember, if we have some sort of a major catastrophic event where there's some sort of cybersecurity attack on our grid, some sort of an EMP, your phone may not have GPS anymore. Do you know your way around? Are you somebody that's new to a particular area? Do you know all of your back roads? Do you know where certain things are? Do you know where the clean water is in your area? If you run out, where are you going to get clean water from? Do you know where there's some local gardens? Can you go forage for those? How far are you from some of those things? And remember, other people are going to be doing the same thing. So what are the possible threats that could come out of that? The other threats, by the way, would be, do you live near something that if things go really haywire, that building may not be the safest thing to be near? You might live in an area to where if something goes haywire, you don't want to stay. You don't even want to stay in your home at that point. Do you live next to a large chemical factory? Here in Colorado, this Front Range area, we don't have a lot of that, but it's something to be, you know, to be made aware of. Where do you live and what's nearby? You know, are you next to a really large industrial area that you may not even know what goes on inside that area? That could be good. That could be bad. So what are some of those potential threats and things? This is one that I came up with on my own. Wasn't in the video. Are you in a flood-prone area? What I mean by that is you might actually be in an actual flood zone, but you may be near a flood zone. Because remember, if something happens and all infrastructure is down, all of our waterways are regulated. And you, some of you are thinking, well, what do you mean, John, they're regulated? Well, there's floodgates. We hear that term used at times. You know, the floodgates are going to open. Well, we use that as a term to talk about all sorts of things, but that's a literal term. There are actual floodgates in every waterway system, probably coast to coast. Your local farmer's ditch that irrigation water is running down is controlled in the manner I just mentioned. Remember, when there's nobody left to control those things, what's going to happen? For example, here in Colorado in the springtime, those are heavily regulated based upon how much water they want to release, how much they want the reservoirs upstream to actually fill up, and then they'll release a certain amount out. They control that so that a lot of the rivers don't become over capacity. People can die because of that. Things get flooded out and so on. Well, what happens when that's not regulated anymore? And by the way, what I'm talking about, I've not seen anybody write or talk about yet. Haven't even heard it in any of the fiction books that I've been listening to and reading. So when there's no one left to control the waterways, where's the water going? We get into spring runoff, where's it going to go? If you're in a flood-prone area, you know what? It's most likely coming right to you. And it most likely will overflow. And you will be flooded. And I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here. I'm just getting you guys to think through, if these things were to happen, where are you in all of this? Right now, it's very regulated and it's pretty, I don't want to say simple, but in those of you that are in that world, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's a lot of work and behind the scenes things that happen to make sure things don't get flooded. And even when they do, typically it's because of a torrential amount of rain and things that have happened. There's just no way to control it. And boom, there we are. Well, think of that in a regular runoff situation where there's no one at the headwaters controlling anything. All of a sudden, it's just everything's going wherever it wants to. Nature's running its course. So Those are what it's talking about when it says understand your surroundings. And again, do you have a map of your local area? If you're not, you know, if you're not a native, and even natives like myself, do I know every little square inch of everywhere? No, I mean, I know my area really well. But do I know every square inch of every area? No, I'm not sure anybody does. Could I get by? I've lived here long enough. Yes, I could. But do I know every single area? No. So hang tight. We're going to come right back. Don't forget our great new sponsor. We'll have an ad for them up here shortly. Burke Payne with BP Appraisal. So if you guys need anything appraisal-wise when it comes to your vehicle, a gun collection, anything along those lines at all, could be an older car, a new car, could be something diminished value where you've had an accident, you name it. Burke Payne is there to help you with BP Appraisals, and it's bpappraisalsllc.com. They're also listed on our website, and it's a pretty straightforward thing. If you need something done, give Burke a call. He'll work with you to figure out how to get all that taken care of, and he is a certified appraiser where he can get you all dialed in. And for some of you that have an estate where you're looking to get things planned out along those lines, talk to Burt. Make sure you get all dialed in there. You have your values straight and so on. He can do everything from that to divorces to you name it. So he's literally just a certified appraisal, guns, cars, collections, or one-off. It doesn't matter. He can do it all. Burke Payne, BP Appraisals, and find him at fixitradio.com.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com or find him at RushToReason.com.
You're driving down the road and out of nowhere comes a bang. A huge rock just hit your windshield and now you have a star in your windshield. Did you know that chip can be fixed? But who is the best? Who has the best resins that keep developing them to work with the newest windshields? That would be Novus Autoglass. Novus, which is the Latin word for innovate, invented windshield repair in 1972, and it still leads the industry in cutting-edge technology, backed by more patents than any other repair and replacement company. While other glass repair services offer limited warranties, or worse, none at all, you can trust the original Novus pros to stand behind their work with a full refund that you can use towards a windshield replacement for the life of your windshield. Find a Novus location near you by going to any of our websites, ready-radio.com, drive-radio.com, or fixitradio.com. Just click on the Novus link. That's Novus Autoglass.
At RoofSavers Colorado, we are about more than roofs. We are about helping you make the best decisions with the right information. Being a homeowner isn't getting any easier or cheaper, and neither is getting your roof the solution it needs. Deductibles are going through the roof, and with every passing year, insurance covers less than the one before. Due to a record amount of hailstorms recently, insurance companies have started limiting your coverage and pulling out of states entirely. We know the industry. With over 3,000 roofs under our belts and 23 years of experience, Dave Hart and his team are ready to complete a free roof inspection and discuss the option that is best for you. Don't wait. Policy renewals are increasing by as much as 50%. Now is the time to get the solution you need. Call RoofSavers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916. Or go to roofsaversco.com to schedule your free inspection and start saving your roof today.
Attention Colorado gun owners, mark your calendars for this month's Pistols and Pizza Seminar. On August 29th at 6 p.m., join Straightforward Shooting in Denver for an exclusive attorney-led experience. Our renowned constitutional attorney takes the stage, but he's not just any lawyer. He's also a senior firearms instructor who has taught thousands of Coloradans the law of self-defense. Now, did you know that there are 7 legal grounds that justify the use of deadly force in Colorado? Our expert will dissect the law of self-defense both inside and outside the home. And no legal mumbo-jumbo, just actionable information. And guess what? We're not just feeding your brain with legal insights, we're also feeding your stomach with complimentary pizza. Now, seats are limited, so reserve your spot now at pistolsandpizza.com. That's pistolsandpizza.com. Knowledge is your best defense.
All right, we are back. Ready Radio KLZ 560. And as I screwed up a moment ago when I was talking about BP appraisals, I said you could find them at Fix It Radio. You can actually find them at all of my website, whether it be ready-radio.com, fixitradio.com, Drive Radio. They're at all of them, so you can go to any of them, find Burke on the appraisal thing. My wife, before I get to Jim, my wife said, you know, just remember, some people can't always afford to buy back stock. You know, I understand that, and I'm sympathetic to that, although I do believe this as well. The same person or persons that can't afford back stock have every channel known to mankind on cable, or they buy things they shouldn't buy and they do things they shouldn't do, and I can go down the list. So, yeah, and thank you, Charlie. Stocking up is typically cheaper. You have to plan ahead, and you've got to save up to do so, but when you buy in bulk, you're almost always saving money. So while my wife is correct, a lot of that comes down to personal decisions people make on an ongoing basis. Jim, you're up.
Wow, you're right on that right there, John. That's exactly right. And you know what? How hard is it to just, you know, you don't have to do a bunch all at once.
No, Jim, just chip away at it. Absolutely, just chip away.
Absolutely. And you know, the best time to pick up on extra items is during the holiday seasons.
Yep.
When everything's on sale.
Well, you know what, Jim, you just brought up a great point. It's that and or wait till that season is over, and whatever those items are, they will be on sale then as well.
That's right. So, I don't know. I think it's a personal choice myself.
You know, well, I'm not trying to be harsh on anyone, because I know everybody has different things that get thrown at them in life, but I will say that I think a lot of times people end up in the predicaments they're in, and I know sometimes it's not by their choice, but most of the time it is.
Right. Well, I mean, the toilet paper, I never could understand the toilet paper thing. People running out of toilet paper, I mean. My wife and I have always been stocked up on that. So
well,
just laughing about that.
I'm with you. I mean, I buy cases at a time because, and this is where the big box memberships, Sam's Club, Walmart, and so on, you know, come into play. And I get it. Not everybody can afford that annual membership. But again, Jim, I think that's still a planning ahead, because if you look at what you save throughout the year by having that membership, it more than pays for itself.
Right. Hey, so a couple of things here. You were talking about the flooding thing.
Yes.
And the canals and the reservoir. You know, anytime I've ever bought in a home, I always look to make sure that, first off, I'm on high ground. I'm not at a level where I'm going to have to worry about flooding.
Right.
But you know, and in Colorado, I don't understand. Colorado has allowed homes to be built in some really bad flood zones, which I clearly do not understand. And I know I'll give you the one that I know you're going to know. Over there off of Ward Road and 58th Avenue, that all used to be all open, and that's a prime
yes.
flood zone right
yes.
through there.
Yes.
And they built these massively expensive homes down through there, and I'm like, what in the world was our dad in Jefferson County thinking of allowing building permits down through there?
Cash.
You know?
That's the answer, Jim, cash. That's it.
Well, you know, and then the other thing is as well. It's like, you know, I mean, all you have to do is just look and start doing some thinking about before you buy a house. But I'll tell you another area that if you had some kind of apocalyptic type event that would take place and nobody was manning those locks and what forth, I'll tell you, and I think about that, one or two of them are brand new. Over there by Stanley Reservoir, that over there, what is that, North Arvada or Westminster or whatever?
Right.
Okay, well, you go back up there towards Rocky Flats, they built some brand new reservoirs up there.
Yes, they have.
That Stanley Lake.
Yes, they have.
And I think, man, if there was some, if Gross Reservoir was ever to break, everything downstream all the way into Denver would be gone.
You're correct. Well, just think up way up above Boulder with Nederland Dam and Barker Dam, Jim. I mean, you know, and by the way, and to your point, there are hundreds of those throughout the Front Range, if not thousands, if you really started counting them out. I might be a little bit shy of 1,000, but if you start looking at a map and start looking at how many of those are up and down from, you know, Colorado Springs all the way north up towards Fort Collins, there is a ton of them.
Oh, yeah, and that's why, but those are so obvious, John. I'm like, there is no
way. Yeah, but what about the ones that aren't obvious that are, you know, even upstream and or downstream that people don't even recognize are there?
Right, yeah. No, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
For example, you just talked about one area, and most people don't even know there's a huge reservoir up above. They're building a big, huge plant for Denver Water right now below the reservoir where you kind of now notice where it's at. But off of 93 to the west, right in that same area you're talking about, there's been a reservoir up there for Denver Water for eons that most people don't even know exists because you can't see it from the road. And what if that one broke,
Jim? Yeah, no, exactly.
You know, broke, overflowed, isn't regulated on, you know, and this is the thing I've never even heard any of these apocalyptic books talk about, because those items will no longer be regulated. There won't be anybody there to check it. I mean, there might be a few people left to do some of those things, but, you know, after a while, Jim, people are going to go take care of their own families.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, so then one other thing, I got this idea from One Second After, and when my wife and I had a house up there in the Frederick area, our little subdivision we lived in, I thought, you know, that's if you can get all the neighbors to come together. But, you know, people that, if there was something really bad to happen, you know, especially people that live in cul-de-sacs, you know, people can come together in cul-de-sacs. They can close those cul-de-sacs off and actually be pretty secure from anybody coming into those
Great
areas.
Point. Great point. Yep, just secure the back somehow, and you would be, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I mean,
yep, absolutely.
That's my own thinking. I don't know. Maybe I'm kind of weird like you, John. I think so far ahead sometimes.
And the problem, Jim, is most aren't thinking beyond tomorrow. I mean, they're lucky to get out of bed in the morning tomorrow. And I'm not trying to be rude. It's just the truth. Some have a really hard time just getting to work tomorrow on time, nonetheless thinking about all the things you and I are talking about.
Right, yeah. Now, I'll tell you what, when I've been back in New York City, that's like a death trap happening, because those guys have, they're most of those apartments back there, they're not very big, so they don't really have the room for big refrigerators or freezers.
Jim, and I will say most of the apocalyptic books have that correct. Those cities will be in shambles within just a month or two.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't even imagine putting myself into that type of a position.
I won't live in those kinds of places, period, Jim. No, that's just not me. Can't do it.
But, you know, I don't know. I think, John, I think a lot of people, I don't know. I've had some really seriously bad accidents in my life. They're just really unfortunate accidents that have happened to me. And I'm one of these people, I don't wake up in the morning or go to, I should say wake up, but I don't go to bed at night believing that every day that sun's going to hit my back, because I don't know what tomorrow brings.
No, we don't. No, we absolutely do not know what tomorrow is, and that's where we got to be prepared just in case. And most aren't, Jim, as you know.
That's it.
So appreciate you, man.
Thanks, John.
Have a good weekend, Jim. Appreciate you very much. Thanks for the call. And this next one, number five, I'm on now. And if we don't get through all of these, I'll finish these up the next week or so, by the way. So we will definitely get to all of these. But build your food supply. Most people need 2,000 calories a day. Know what each one of your crew, by the way. We talked about that earlier. That was number one. Know what your crew takes. know you need at least 2 weeks minimum of food, and really you need to maximize that out to about 6 months if you can. Do you have enough food to get by 6 months? Very few people have enough to get by 6 months. Most don't have enough to get by 6 days, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that. The studies will tell you most can't get by that long. And when you're thinking about long-term food supplies, think, you know, MREs, dehydrated foods, and this is to Jim's point a moment ago, there are times throughout the year where there are even people like Costco, where you can buy, you know, the dehydrated buckets where you can get like, you know, two meals a day for the next 3 months out of one bucket. It's all dehydrated, ready to go, high calorie, et cetera. I've interviewed some of those folks here on our program in the past as well. And those are things to also look at. So if you're looking at, you know, long-term food supply, look at all of your different options. And remember that, well, I got plenty of meat in the freezer. Well, you need electricity for that, though. And I'll talk about that in a moment as well. If you've got electricity, even a solar generator, solar power, things like that, and you can keep that refrigerator or that freezer going, okay, great, now you're in good shape. But what if that goes away? Even a good cooler, you might be able to keep some of that meat a week, maybe two, depending upon the cooler and what kind of cut it is and so on, you know, the type of meat that it is. You might be able to go that long, but that's going to be about it. So unless you've got the ability to keep that freezer going, you're not going to have as much supply there as you think you have. That's where you need non-perishable type food to have in your food storage. And again, you need up to about 2,000 calories a day per person. And I know that can vary. Some people can go on less. The older we get, the less we need. But remember also, even for folks that are older that you might think, oh, I need 1,500 calories a day. Well, you're going to be utilizing, you know, your manual labor will increase is what I'm getting at, meaning that for some people, 2,000 might be minimum. Might not be enough, I mean. That minimum of 2,000 may not be enough. If you're out, you know, exerting, cutting wood, moving things around, trying to get things, you know, you're not going to be working your normal job. You're going to be working to stay alive when something like this were to take place. So your calorie intake will naturally go up. This next one's interesting. I've talked about this in the past some, and that's grow your own food. Plan your garden. How does that work? Do you have enough plants on hand? Do you already grow some of this? Do you have maybe some of the hydroponic things that you can even do inside where your plants just automatically grow? Do you have enough seeds on hand? You know, the forever seeds. Can you grow your own food if you had to? Keep in mind, in Colorado, our growing season isn't super long. You've got to get started in, you know, May-ish, and you're going to be harvesting next month. Now, some of that you can harvest throughout the year depending upon what you're growing, but you get my drift. And you got to have the right soil, by the way, to even do that. Do you have the right soil? Are you composting your waste to even make your garden work better, grow better? That's a big one. And then I added one, number seven, do you have animals that you can have and maintain, i.e. do you have chickens or pigs or lambs, you know, sheep, things like that? Do you have an area where you could potentially have some of that? If you do, you may think about doing so. Now, remember, with that means you've got to take care of them. And also remember that if you have them and something like this were to happen, somebody else is going to want them. So how do you protect them? That is in some of these survival books that I've been reading. So that one you kind of have to realize as well. Mickey, you're next. Go ahead.
Hi, John.
Hey, Mickey.
Mickey here. After the EMP, if you've got any train crossings and that train stops, it could be a boon or a blessing because it'll keep you
true.
Blocked from where you want to go.
True.
But it might have something on it you need.
That's true.
Like if it was a coal train, there's some heat.
True. Yep. If it's loaded full of goods, and by the way, a lot of these books that I read, Mickey, talk about that, where people even go out on search parties and try to find where, you know, some of those trains are. And of course, then there's usually big battles over who has rights to the train and the cars and so on. And, you know, the looting and all that happens and so on. But yeah, to your point, where are those in your area? What's traveling up and down it? And if one of those, you know, if something were to happen, do you have the ability to even access it and bring it back home?
That's one. The RTD electric trains are all going to stop.
They're moving. They're not going anywhere.
And if you're if it's a route you regularly take or a place you need to get to and the train's in the way, you're pretty, yeah.
Unless you're on a bicycle or something where you can carry that bicycle up and around or through or whatever, yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Great point. Throw that in.
Mickey, thank you. That's a great point. And I never mentioned that before. But yeah, the trains will not be running when all of these things happen. Dave, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey, John. Piggybacking off what you were saying, I was just watching along the same lines of this former Navy SEAL talking about the three things, and this is what his three things were for surviving that, the hits the fan situation.
Right.
And his thing was a firearm, something to feed that firearm, and body armor.
Yep.
And he says, because ultimately, if you stop to think about it, if you think of the worst end of the world scenario that you've ever seen in whatever movie or read about, eventually those supplies will run out.
Yes, they will.
And you're going to have to go out and find them.
Yes, you're right.
You've got to be able to wrap your mind around the fact that I'm starving or my family's starving and I need to go out and get these things. And if there is a societal breakdown, I'm going to have to do what I need to do. So you need to be able to really seriously think about that end goal. Because ultimately, unless you've got unlimited, amounts of cash or a secure place to store that, your supplies will run out.
Absolutely. There's very few of these books, Dave, that I read where they don't either have one or two things happen. Either their supplies are raided and stolen, or they eventually, with time, time runs them out. So it's usually one or the two. Either the enemy or time will dispose of them.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. So, of course, like you were talking about, having livestock on your property or a garden that you've over time learned to go with the seasons and get yourself a good harvest.
Right.
Eventually, somebody's going to notice that.
Yep.
And they didn't prepare.
Yep.
So, but they did prepare with some kind of weapon of some.
Well, and Dave, this is where folks don't think about
this.
You
got to be able to defend.
That's right, because anarchy will rule at that point, as you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, it becomes really a survival of the fittest, and the big dog on the block is going to try to win, and that is in every one of these apocalyptic books I read, where there's always that individual or group of individuals that runs around and feeds off of all of those that are quote unquote less fortunate until they meet their match. So you've got to be one of those individuals that can meet them and handle things accordingly.
Yeah. And I know we've discussed this before on this program, but folks got to get out there and you've got to mentally prepare yourself for that. It's an ugly thing to think about, but You've got to wrap your mind around it and realize. I mean, we're living through it right now. We've been living through it for the last 50, 60 years. There's been a whole section of our population who is predators, who are criminals, who feed off of society.
Yep.
They're not going to go out and work. They're going to rob you when you go away.
Yeah. And to Dave, to your point. Make sure everybody understands this. I think they probably do. But again, this program is to even help those people that do know share with others. Those gangs and things that are already there, Dave, they just expand exponentially during these types of times.
Absolutely. And so think about it. No man is an island, as that old saying goes. So, as the more I've thought about it, as much as I think I can take care of myself, I can't cover every corner of my house, my property. So you've got to start thinking ahead about getting your own, for lack of a better term, your own gang.
That's right. Together,
your own group of people.
Gang, family, extra family that you could get to your place.
Exactly.
I mean, depending upon where that meeting up place is, how do you make that happen, Dave?
Exactly. So that way, we're all, it's a shared thing. It's a shared investment that we're all going to do. And we've come to the same agreement that, hey, this is going to be our bug out destination.
Yep.
And we're going to all invest in this place, and we're going to harden it. And when or if that time comes, God forbid, and you are prepared, you can weather the storm.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's horrible to think about that we've ever even gotten here. But talk to anyone who's come from another third world country.
Well, Charlie was just mentioning during the last break, you know, not even third world. Think about Ukrainians, where all of a sudden they woke up one day and their entire world had changed, and that's not a third world country.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, war can cook off at any time.
That's right. And, you know, those Ukrainians, I mean, yeah, they kind of knew there might have been some things happening, but they didn't have any idea they were going to wake up one day and their entire neighborhood is decimated and their way of life they knew last week is different now. They had no idea.
Yeah, and I'll guarantee you, anybody who's ever traveled to Europe and you've been in those homes or you've been in those apartments, there's not a lot of space there.
No.
It's very minimal. So we're at a very great advantage here in the United States.
Absolutely.
We've got, you know, even the smallest house, smallest property, you can still
absolutely
squirrel away something like you're talking about, a deep freezer or you know, an extra closet somewhere where you can put some extra food and supplies. Those folks over there don't have that.
Good point.
I mean, you look at places out in Africa where, oh, I want to say Rwanda and not Kenya, but there was...
Oh, Ethiopia, that whole Horn of Africa area is much like what you're talking about, Dave.
Even in the central part, you know, central Congo and stuff like that, suddenly these gangs just show up.
Yep, that's right.
And they're not at war. These gangs just show up,
yep,
take over the whole town.
Well, that's what's happened in places like Eritrea, Somalia, other places like that, Dave, absolutely.
And so you don't think that could happen here? Absolutely.
Easily could. Absolutely could.
I mean,
not to get off topic, Dave, but we've been importing those types of individuals now with an open border for the last 3.5 years. So, yes, it most definitely could happen.
Yeah, exactly. That was going to be my next point. Let's just look at that apartment complex in Aurora.
That's right. That's right. I mean, there are warning signs in front of us, Dave. We just need to take heed.
Yeah. And, you know, I was listening to, I believe it was your program, we were talking about where the police department in Aurora, they're preparing themselves, supposedly, for this next round of protests that are going to happen.
Right.
And so when they ask them, what are you doing, Chief? We're monitoring it. What that tells me is that they're sitting in their office.
That's
and
right.
They're looking at the same TV news that you are.
Yep.
That's not preparing. That's
no,
not,
it is not.
You know, getting out in the streets, that's not a show of force to let people know, hey, you know what? If you want to get stupid, well, guess what? Play stupid games, you're going to win stupid prizes.
That's right.
They're not putting that message
they're
out.
Not, they're not. You're right, Dave.
And that's what I'm concerned about.
No, I agree. So. Dave, I'll leave you with that. Good stuff, by the way. Appreciate it. Thanks for all the calls today. We'll take our last break. We'll come back right after that. I'll throw a few more things in here. I will not get this list finished up. We'll cover some more of this next week. Not a problem at all. More than happy to do so. We'll be right back, though. This is Ready Radio. It's ready-radio.com is the website.
You work hard to keep a roof over the heads of you and your loved ones. The last thing you need is to be worrying about the condition of that roof. That's where we come in. At Roof Savers Colorado, we pride ourselves in helping homeowners like you get a new roof without all the worry. Deductibles are skyrocketing, and since it's illegal to waive those fees, the financial burden of upgrading your damaged roof can seem overwhelming. But here at Roof Savers, we offer both financing options and referral fees to offset some of those upfront costs. Already filed a claim with your insurance? We are happy to utilize those insurance proceeds to get your roof the replacement it needs and your home stronger protection from hail. With over 23 years of roofing experience, Dave and his team are ready to help. Call us today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to set up your free inspection. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com and stop worrying about your roof today.
You're driving down the road and out of nowhere comes a bang. A huge rock just hit your windshield and now you have a star in your windshield. Did you know that chip can be fixed? But who is the best? Who has the best resins that keep developing them to work with the newest windshields? That would be Novus Autoglass. Novus, which is the Latin word for innovate, invented windshield repair in 1972, and it still leads the industry in cutting-edge technology, backed by more patents than any other repair and replacement company. While other glass repair services offer limited warranties, or worse, none at all, you can trust the original Novus pros to stand behind their work with a full refund that you can use towards a windshield windshield replacement for the life of your windshield. Find a Novus location near you by going to any of our websites, ready-radio.com, drive-radio.com, or fixitradio.com. Just click on the Novus link. That's Novus Autoglass.
If you're looking for great quality eye care, look no further than Stack Optical. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and for over 20 years, Alan Stack has been taking care of our optical needs. At Stack Optical, they handle all of your eyewear needs with glasses, prescription glasses, shooting glasses, sunglasses, contacts, eyeglass repairs, and yes, even eye exams. And those eye exams are only $69. And if you've been told you've got a complicated prescription, that's just one of the specialties at Stack Optical. At Stack Optical, they have their own on-site lab, and in most cases, you can have your new glasses in just 2 to 3 days. Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, free and up-close parking. Call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or visit stackoptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Are you a real estate agent looking to elevate your game, or a for sale by owner and need professional marketing for your home? Look no further than Homati. Step into a world of endless possibilities where success meets innovation. If you're a realtor, you gain access to cutting-edge tools and technology designed to streamline your business and maximize your profits. From our state-of-the-art marketing platform to our revolutionary virtual tours, Homati equips you with everything you need to stand out in today's competitive market. If you're a homeowner looking to sell, or even a short-term rental owner, Homati will help you market your listing at the same level or even above that of realtors. The Homati platform is a game changer. It's intuitive, user-friendly, and will completely transform the way your home is marketed. Join the thousands of real estate agents and homeowners who have already made the switch to Homati. For more information on how Homati can help you, call Robert and Julia Swope at 303-502-3464 or find them at fixitradio.com. Homati, your key to real estate excellence.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com or find him at RushToReason.com.
All right, a couple minutes left here of Ready Radio. Thank you guys so much, by the way. And I don't say this often enough, but if you'd like to be a part of what we do here, by all means, reach out. And I mean a part of, as in, you want to help sponsor, you've got something that you'd like to promote on air, you've got somebody that you know that we should get on air, any or all of that, you can go right to the website, ready-radio.com. Just send me a little note, give me an email on that, and we'll do whatever we can to try to get that handled. And if you want to be a part of what we do, you know, financially speaking, we'll take sponsors all the time. I mean, I'm not doing this to make boatloads of money, as you guys all know. I just like being here and giving out this information. But as you guys all know, this is an hour that is not a Crawford Broadcasting hour. I buy this hour and I make this happen on my own outside of what I do during the daily show. So I just want to make sure everybody's understanding of that as well. This isn't one of those things where, and the reason why you hear commercials running and so on is to pay that time back. So if there's any of you that are interested in doing something along those lines, there's all sorts of businesses that fit into what we talk about here on a regular basis where we could easily put more sponsors in. Just let me know how you know, how you'd like to do that or what you got, what you have to offer. And it could be something just as simple as, you know, we put something on the website with the product. And again, we can do all sorts of things to make this work for those of you that might be interested in doing something along those lines. And there's a lot of you listening that have contacts in that area. And if that's you, let me know. Somebody else texted in and said, must be me, the name, whatever. But there's a lot of you listening that also stock up on things like I do. So I'm not the only one that does, although I think there's some people that do, and it's in our DNA, and there's others that don't at all. Now, I'm also one to say stock up on the right things. There's no need to stock up on things you're not going to use, but if there's things that you will use, yes, by all means, stock up on those. And as Jim talked about earlier, you don't have to buy everything at once. You can just keep chipping away at this. Buy a little bit each month. Set a little bit of budget money aside each month. And by the way, you're not going to be out that money. Eventually, you'll use those things, and you can turn that through. In fact, on the food end of things, you're going to want to eat these things and rotate it through, because you don't want to have items that go bad and stale because you didn't use them up. So you're going to rotate through these things. It's not like you're buying items you're never going to use. These are items that you can use and have on hand. And, you know, some of the first aid things and things like that you may not use right away. And those are things, again, too, that you would still rotate out over time. But you've got them. And even in those particular situations, you may find yourself buying enough things that the next time you get a cut, a scrape, a bruise, whatever, you can handle it on your own, or you're not even going to the ER or to the, you know, the local urgent care and paying your deductible or whatever else it is. You're doing it on your own. So you're still saving money when it's all said and done. So again, ready-radio.com. We've got lots of products there, things that we've already checked out. If there's other things you'd like to see us add, let me know. Send me a note on that as well. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. This is Ready Radio, KLZ 560.